This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Today I'd like to introduce you to two free booklets, completely free, which you can order just sending us your name, your email address, or your main address. And we'll be happy to send you those two booklets. I believe you would be extremely happy to receive them because they have to do with what is going to happen in the near future. And you undoubtedly want to know what is going to happen in the near future, especially now where we have such a time of uncertainty insofar as the economy is concerned, insofar as the survival, the very survival of the United States of America is concerned. And of course, what is happening over there in the Middle East, what is happening in Syria, what is happening in Iran, in Israel, in Europe, in Great Britain, in Russia, in China. You see, here's one booklet, Biblical Prophecy from Now Until Forever, a booklet which I would strongly encourage you to order. This goes into what the Bible has to say about biblical prophecy. And don't you want to know what the Bible says? Many people tell us, well, we can't understand the Bible. We don't even know what the Bible is saying. When I read the Bible, it doesn't make sense to me. Well, you have to understand the Bible, but you can only do so when God opens your mind and when you put the scriptures together in the right way. This booklet, Biblical Prophecy from Now Until Forever, tells you and gives you a timeline of events as to what is going to happen. In the middle of this booklet, there is a timeline of prophetic events, and it explains very clearly how these different events are taking place, and they are going to look at this from the standpoint of the book of Revelation, because there are seven seals in the book of Revelation which tell you in time sequence and in time order as to what is going to happen from now on until the return of Jesus Christ. And of course, this booklet goes into events which are going to happen subsequent to the return of Jesus Christ. I'd like to just give you a few hints as to what the booklet is going to cover. And it has 13 chapters. The first chapter, after you have an introduction, is going to go into the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And you've all heard about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. But do you know what they symbolize and represent? Most people are not in doubt about three of the four horses, but they have it all wrong when it comes to the first one, the white horse. And they think that that is the conquering Jesus Christ returning to this earth, or having already returned in the quote-unquote person of the Holy Spirit. That is a wrong interpretation. That is not what the first horse, that white horse, is all about, and the rider riding it. Then you have chapter 2, going into religious and national persecution. Did you know that the Bible tells you that true Christians will be persecuted in the future, in the not-too-distant future, but also the United States of America and Great Britain and other nations will be losing in a world war soon to come. And this booklet is telling you why that is and what exactly is going to happen. The next chapter goes into the heavenly signs and disturbances, which the book of Revelation talks about, which Jesus Christ talked about. Heavenly signs, terrible, catastrophic events are prophesied. And this booklet explains exactly from the pages of the Bible as to what is going to occur. Then the fourth chapter talks about the day of the Lord. Many people today think the day of the Lord, that's just Sunday. No, the day of the Lord is a prophetic event which is going to take place for a while. And it talks about plagues which God is going to pour out on this earth. And this booklet tells you why that is and what these plagues are and what you need to know about them. It then talks about Satan's banishment. You see, my friends, this is not God's world. This is Satan's world. And all the misery and all the pain and all the suffering has a lot to do with Satan's involvement. And mankind being deceived, thinking that they are worshiping God, where in fact they are not. Because Satan has deceived the whole world. Satan will be banished when Christ returns. That is something we have to keep in mind. Jesus Christ is going to return to this earth to establish the kingdom of God here on this earth. And Satan will be banned. And peace and prosperity will then happen on this planet. Another one talks about true freedom for Israel and Judah. Now, we are talking about freedom today. We hear a lot about freedom. We are sending our military, our armies into other countries to bring them freedom. And we haven't brought about freedom at all. We haven't brought about peace at all. And Israel and Judah are going to go into slavery, into captivity prior to the return of Jesus Christ. And the Bible makes this very clear. But you see, true freedom for Israel and Judah and all of mankind will come when Jesus Christ returns. It talks about Asiatic hordes who will actually try one final time to conquer the world and to conquer the promised land. And this chapter then explains to you and shows to you from the pages of your Bible how God is going to intervene to disallow this to happen. Now, there are going to be animal sacrifices in the millennium. That's something which people are surprised about when they hear it, but the Bible is very clear on this. This booklet explains to you why that is, how long it will last, and why there should be animal sacrifices for a short while in the millennium. It talks about the allotment of the promised land to the 12 tribes of Israel and how that is going to come about. And then it talks about conditions in the millennium. How will it be when Jesus rules this earth? How different will it be? We have been hearing about utopia, and people don't quite realize and believe that utopia could happen, but it will. A beautiful, wonderful time will come when Jesus Christ returns, when he establishes the kingdom of God here on this earth, and that is why we are supposed to pray to God the Father, your kingdom come, so that these beautiful conditions can be established on our planets. Of course, then we talk about those people who have not had a chance, an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ, to become converted, to receive forgiveness for their sins, who have died without ever having known Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells you that you cannot come to God until and unless you come to God through Jesus Christ. So what's going to happen to those people? Now, the Bible talks about a resurrection after the millennium, the so-called second resurrection, the great white throne judgment, when all those people who have died without having had the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, when they will come out of their graves and they will be given that opportunity to qualify for the kingdom of God then, because God is not a respecter of person, and he will give the same opportunity to just about everyone who has ever lived. And then we are talking about the third resurrection, because there's also a third resurrection coming for all those who have sinned against God, sinned against Jesus Christ, sinned against the way of life, even though they knew better. Now, they are not being tortured in a hellfire at this point. They are in their graves, but they will come up. They will come up to be thrown into the lake of fire, to be destroyed, to be burned up in that lake. And this booklet explains to you exactly how that is going to happen. And then we are talking about, finally, in this booklet, about what's going to happen after the third resurrection. A beautiful time is prophesied in the pages of your Bible. What is going to happen in all eternity? And didn't you want to know? Wouldn't you want to know, if you become an immortal, eternal spirit being, what you're going to do for all eternity? So this booklet, and I again encourage you strongly to ask for it, Biblical Prophecy from Now Until Forever. This booklet is free for the asking. You can have a free copy of it. And there's another one which goes hand in hand with it, the 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. This booklet talks about prophetic events which are taking place now in Europe, and it also talks about events which already have taken place, because the Bible prophesied very clearly that the ancient Roman Empire will be resurrected and revived 10 times, and then Jesus Christ will return. And the final revival is in front of us right now. We are experiencing it in Europe. And I just came back from Germany, and I know whereof I speak. And when these final revivals have occurred, this final last revival of 10 nations or groups of nations, and they will give their power and their authority to a charismatic political military leader called the Beast. When that happens, they will only rule for a very short time, and then Jesus Christ will return, and Jesus Christ will make an end to man's government and man's rule. In the middle of this booklet is another chart, and this chart talks about those 10 revivals and how 9 of them have already occurred. And you should know, and you need to know actually, what these other revivals are. And you have heard about the Holy Roman Empire. You have heard about the Empire of Charlemagne. You have heard about the Empire of Otto the Great. but it would be 10 revivals of the ancient Roman Empire, and when it fell, God said it will be revived 10 times. And the last revivals will be a collaboration between church and state, the Catholic Church mainly. And when that happens, and finally you have 10 nations or groups of nations in Europe giving the power and authority to the beast, who in fact then will work hand in hand with another religious figure called the false prophet. Now this booklet on the 10 revivals of the European Empire is telling you exactly, and the 10 revivals of the ancient Roman Empire, and of course it is the European Empire because it was revived 10 times in Europe, it's telling you exactly how it happened and how it's going to happen. And there are extremely important prophecies in your Bible telling you about the beast, telling you about the false prophet, telling you about what you should watch for, because there are characteristics described in the book of the Daniel and Isaiah, Ezekiel, and other Old Testament scriptures, and also, of course, in the New Testament, which telling you and giving you hints as to what to watch for to be able to identify the beast and the false prophet. And you should know, and many people are confused, and they think, oh, the beast or the false prophet, they might come from the Middle East, and they might come from the United States of America, and all these ideas are false. Because the Bible makes very clear that the beast is a descendant of German or Austrian descent coming up in Europe. That is absolutely clear, but you need to know the scriptures in order to find out why that is so. So again, do yourself a special favor and ask for a free copy of the 10 revivals of the ancient Roman Empire, and also biblical prophecy from now until forever. And when you receive those free booklets, absolutely without any cost or obligation, you will not regret having asked for them. And please study them very carefully and pray to God for insight so that you can understand the Word of God, the Bible, because it will tell you what is in store for you and for your future. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.